Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Amud Beis of Masechta Sukkah. We are holding at the very beginning of the final parak of Masechta Sukkah on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. This is Parak HaChalil. The Mishnah had said that on Sukkot they would play flutes in the Beis HaMikdash on the nights of Chol HaMoed, all sorts of instruments. So HaChalil, sometimes they would do that for Chamisha, for 5 days, Vishisha, or sometimes for 6 days. So the Mishnah explains, Zeu HaChalil Shel Beis HaShoeva. This is referring to the musical accompaniment that they had by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva for the sake of the Nisa Chamayim, the big celebration that accompanied the Nisa Chamayim. The reason that sometimes it would be 5 days and sometimes it would be 6 days is She'in L'docholos Shabbos V'los Yom Tov. We can't play these musical instruments on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So if the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, there are 6 other days of Chol HaMoed that you could still do it. But if the first day of Yom Tov is not a Shabbos, so there are only 5 days, because you have to knock out the first day, and you have to knock out whatever day is going to be Shabbos from the days that you could play the musical instruments. Says the Gemara Itmar, Rav Yehuda Ravena, Chad Tani Shoeva, V'Chad Tani Chashuva. One taught the Mishnah as Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the other one said that it was Simchas Beis HaChashuva. Amar Mazutra, Manditani Shoeva Lo Mishtabesh, Umanditani Chashuva Lo Mishtabesh. Neither Shita is mistaken. Manditani Shoeva Lo Mishtabesh, he gets that girsa from the following. So that's talking about the Simcha that was in the Beis HaMikdash when they drew the water for the Nisa Chamayim. So it's mistaver to call the Simcha that goes along with it a Simcha's base. Hashoeva umandatani chashuva lo mishtabesh. Dam Rav Nachman mitzvah chashuva hi uba mishesh smei bereishis, that this is a chashuva mitzvah that was already designated and set aside and prepared from shesh smei bereishis. Because remember, we learned that those shisin in the mizbech, those holes that go all the way down to the core of the earth, God prepared already from shesh smei bereishis. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa hachalil docha es haShabbos, playing this musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash, you're even allowed to do on Shabbos to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. But if Chamim Omrim, Av Yom Tov Eino Docha. Not only is it not Docha Shabbos, but like we assumed in our Mishnah, it's not even going to be Docha Yom Tov, let alone be Docha Shabbos. Amrav Yosef, Machlokas Peshir Shal Karban. That whole Machlokas, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, is only by when they were Menaseh Yayin for the Karban Tamid, that the Levim would be by the Duchan and would sing Shira and would play musical instruments. So that's where we have Machlokas, whether it's Docha Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Savar Iker Shira Bekli. Rabbi Yosef holds that the main idea that a carbon seba requires shira means that it requires musical instruments, va'avodahi, and therefore the playing the music is an avoda, and therefore v'doches haShabbos, avoda is doches haShabbos, just like you let a shacht the animal on Shabbos, you let it play the instruments. But Rabbanan Savri Ikra Shira Bapeh, the Rabbanan hold no, primarily shira is accomplished with peh, by singing, v'lav avodahi, and therefore playing the musical instruments is not part of the avoda, and therefore v'ena dochas Shabbos, not going to be docha Shabbos. Aval shir shel shoeva, but when it comes to the music of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, divrei hakol simcha hi. Everyone holds it's only for extra simcha, it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, and therefore v'ena dochas Shabbos, it's not going to be docha Shabbos. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef explains, mina amina de baha pligi. How do I know that the real machlokas over here, the real machlokas tanaim, is about whether ikar shira bepeh or ikar shira bekli? De tanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows: kli shares, the kelim that they use for avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, shason shalates, if they're made out of wood, Rebbe posel, Rav Yosef Rebbe the machshir, Rebbe holds it's posel, Rav Yosef Rebbe would say it's kosher. So my lav baha kamitligi, aren't they arguing about this very issue, that man de machshir savar ikar shira bekli, the one that says that wooden kelim or kosher hold that the main mitzvah of shira is with a kli, so the musical instruments that they use are considered kli shores, the alfinun me'abuva de Moshe, and the chalil that was in the mikdash in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, we can learn from that would be considered a kli shores. So just like that chalil was made out of wood, even though it's a kli shores, so you see that kli shores can be made out of wood. Uman de pasul savar ikar shira bepeh, and the one that says that it's pasul holds that the main mitzvah of shira shira is to sing and therefore you can't learn anything about a kli shares from the musical instruments they had in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, which were made out of wood but aren't kli shares because the shira is bapeh. Says more lo, that's not the reason for the machlokas about hachshir kli shares from made out of wood, because the kli alma ikar shira bakli. It could be both Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi hold that the mitzvah of shira is really accomplished with instruments. Over here the machlokas is, can we derive what the halacha would be when we have an alternative from a case where we didn't have any other alternative? Mandam machshir, the one that says you're allowed to make a kli sharis out of wood, savar danin efshar mishi'i efshar, holds you're allowed to, we can learn the halachas of other kli sharis when you have the ability to make them out of metal from the abuva de Moshe, where it was not possible to make it out of metal. They didn't have anything else. Uman the Pasul, the one that says that it's Pasul, Savar Lodar Nefshar Mishi Yafshar, would say, yeah, in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they could have a Kli Sharis out of wood because they didn't have any other option. We do have another option. Mela, we cannot have a Kli Sharis made out of wood. V'ibay Yaseima, or we could say another explanation of the Machlokas. Dukuli Almad Ikar Shira Bepeh. Everyone holds that Ikar Shira Bepeh. And therefore, we can't learn from to be makshir kli sharis of wood from the abuva de Moshe because that wasn't a kli sharis at all. And even if you say ikar shira b'kli, so where you can learn from the abuva de Moshe because it's a kli sharis, but still you can't learn because the abuva Moshe, they couldn't make it, they had no possibility of making it out of metal. They ain't done an efshar, misha e efshar. So anyway, we can't learn what the halacha would be when we have an alternative from the halacha when there's no alternative. V'hacha b'melef menorah b'klali uprati. Over here, the question is, by the hechsher kli sharis made out of wood, they're arguing about the machlokas is about whether the menorah could be made out of wood or not. And it really depends whether we learn the psukim of the menorah from where we learn the other dinim of kli sharis in klali uprati, meaning which methodology do we use? Do we use klal uprat or ribui umiut? Or do we use the methodology of ribui umiut? That's what they're really arguing about. Rebbe darish klali uprati. Rabbi Yosef Rebbe darish ribui umiut. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means as follows. Rebbe darish klali uprati. Rebbe darshins using the methodology of klal uprat as follows. Pasuk says, va'asisa minaras. That's klal. That's a very general statement. It says it doesn't explain what to make it with, so it sounds like it could be made out of anything. But then it says zahav tahar. It gets specific. Pure gold. Prat. That is clearly very specific. Miksha ta'aseh ha-menorah. They should make it miksha. They should make it out of hammer work. So ta'aseh is a lashon of chazer klal. It's a very broad lashon. So what do you do when you have klal uprat to klal? Yatadon elukein aprat. We say it every morning in Rabbi Shmuel Omer that it comes to include anything that's similar to the prat. So ma prat mefor shel mateches avkol shel mateches. Just like the prat was gold, and gold is a type of metal, so we go beyond just the specific example of gold, and we say anything that's ke'en aprat, that's similar to gold, in that it's a metal. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda darsh ribui umiut. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda uses the methodology of ribui umiut. Vasisa minoras riba, that's a ribui. Zahav tahar miut, that's a miut. Mikshata asa minora chazar v'riba, that's a ribui. So riba miut riba, riba hakol, that it comes to include everything, not just things that are similar to the prat. My Rabbi, so what does it include? Rabbi kol mili, umay miyet, and what does it exclude? It only excludes one thing, miyet shel cheres. So the bottom line is, we have rejected Rav Yosef's raya to show that the machlokas of Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbanan is about whether you can play music on Shabbos, that it's totally on the ikar shira b'peh or ikar shira b'kla or ikar shira b'kli. Because we showed that there are other ways to understand that machlokas. It doesn't have to be about ikar shira b'peh or ikar shira b'kli. So let's stop there. So the Gemara will show the machlokas Tanaim, another machlokas Tanaim that revolves around a kashir b'per or a kashir b'kli. So let's just do some main points, and we'll pick up from the last three words on the page, Be'ezras Hashem, next time. So main point number one, both the word, the girsa of sho'eva and chashuva are correct and have a basis. Main point number two, for Shueva, we definitely would blow flutes on according on Shabbos and Yontov. For Karbanos, it's a machlokas. If you hold Ikrashir Beper or Ikrashir Bekli, right? If you hold Ikrashir Bekli, it would be permitted. Sorry. For the Pesukim for Shueva, we definitely don't, because it's definitely not a mitzvah. Right? That's what Yosef says. For some space Shueva, we definitely don't blow flutes on Shabbos and Yontov. For the Karbanos, it's a machlokas, and we suggested initially that it's a kashir b'per or kashir b'kli is the machlokas. And then we have three possible explanations for the machlokas where the klisharis of wood are kosher. First possible explanation is they're arguing about a kashir b'per or kashir b'kli. Second possible explanation is they're arguing about dar nefshar mishi efshar. And third possible explanation is they're arguing about whether we darshan klali prati or we darshan ribui u miut. So again, next time, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at Amar Rav Papa, the last three words on the page.